Senator Pádraig with Loughlin.
Thank you, and again, Cathaoirleach, thank you for giving me the opportunity to ask some questions, as I'm not a member of this committee. Minister and Chief Executive McRedmond, you'll know that in Donegal, 17 post offices are scheduled to close. But I'm going to say this here, and that's from South Donegal right up to the Inishowen Peninsula, my own home place. There are a number of public meetings taking place, and there's a number of communities trying to save their postal services. And I trust, Mr. McRedmond, that you'll listen to the proposals that they bring forward to you and consider the case for keeping those post offices open in those locations in Donegal. There's a lot of hypocrisy in this room. I was just doing some research there. And a response to a parliamentary question in 2005 from the then minister confirmed that in January 1999, there were a total of 1,911 post offices across the state. 1,911 in January 1999. By 2011, that number had dropped to 1,156. That's 755 post offices were closed under a Fianna Fáil government. So it went from 1,000, and I'm just going to repeat that again, 1,911 post offices were across the state in January 1999, and by 2011, under a Fianna Fáil government, 755 of them closed. So there needs to be some honesty that this isn't coming out of nowhere, this recent announcement. There has been a gradual collapse of our post office network across this state. So that's the first fact that we need to read into the record here today, and to have some honesty, particularly those who are making a political case from their own perspective. The second point to make is that under the EU Postal Services Directive, which we signed up to quite a while ago, this state, we have limited the capacity for this state to subsidise our post office network. We've tied the hands of our government to intervene. And that's why we have turned what should be a service at the heart of our rural communities in every village into something that has to make a profit, that has to have a business case. So we need honesty about those two facts. That's the context, that's the background to how we got to where we are today. It's not Minister Nocton's fault on his own, it's not Mr. McRedmond's. You inherited this legacy, it was passed on to you, and you're now asked to speak for this legacy. I can't fathom how you can have certain political spokespersons, considering their own track record, having the audacity to call you out here today, considering what they presided over in their time. So I get into the solutions. You say that, you know, every population of 500 will have a postal service. Just take the Inishowen Peninsula where I am from. Just from the electoral register alone, Ballyluffin, 686, just on the electoral register, that is an actual overall population. Kildaff, 795. Kilkenny and Mallon, 544. Donaf and the Urus area, Clamani, 476. That's just the electoral register. That's not the population. So clearly, you know, whatever criteria you're using is not correct. Community hubs. In all of those places, there is community facilities. You know, in all of those locations, there are vibrant community groups running, you know, innovative community projects. Is there some way of linking into that, creating social economy models in some areas? In terms of the issue of community banking, and you're right, Minister Nocton, to reference the credit union movement, is there some way of forming a partnership between the credit union movement, which is a vibrant movement across this island, with the post office network? And that has been referenced in the Bobby Kerr report. Others have talked about the New Zealand or German community banking model. You know, we have to have an honest discussion. But to summarise the questions in terms of, I just want you to confirm I'm right about the 755 post office that closed, I'm about 99% certain that I'm right in that period. I want that confirmed today on the record. And secondly, what is the limitations put upon you, Minister, and indeed yourself, Mr. McRedmond, in terms of the EU Postal Services Directive? And is there a case, because a lot of good people here today are making a case about how we save these post offices and prevent others closing. Is there a case in repealing or arguing the repeal or arguing the loosening of that directive as it applies to Irish rural communities? Is there a case for partnerships with the credit union movement across the state? Is there a case for partnerships on a social economy model with community groups who are based in almost all of these areas across the state? Thank